Len, they call it a tradition unlike any other, and as exciting as this week's Masters has been so far, there's quite a jammed leaderboard. I'm not sure that I really want to see the Masters every year in November, and all I know is I'm looking forward to the very next men's major, which will be the Masters again in April of 2021. How are you?
Oh, that's weird. It's even more strange, although I kind of found it sort of fun, having the college game day right in the middle of the coverage of today's Masters. It was kind of intriguing how they were trying to blend the two of them together, but I don't know. And nothing's normal anymore. You know, we all know that.
We had a new tradition unlike any other, a whole week and a half of outstanding weather here in November, temperatures rising into the 70s. There's been several days in the last 10, 12 days where you almost couldn't get a tee time around town, a lot of people out playing golf, and we'll have to see where this week takes us, because not only are the temperatures going to be a little cooler, we are supposed to have two or three days right around 50 and sunny and dry. They will be the highlight of the week, but there are more pandemic restrictions kicking in, and people may not be able to go to the golf course and sit down for a bite to eat afterwards, or be able to have a beer unless they want to stand out in the parking lot and do it on a 50-degree day. So it'll be interesting to see how much business the golf course gets. And in spite of still, other than going to work and sitting in your house, there's not that much to do.
Well, this is a weird one. It adds to the weirdness of the whole year here in Florida, where the season should be golf year-round. It hasn't been that way at all here. We've had 2 weeks of basically rain, wind, and hurricane warnings here in South Florida, which I suspect it's now picking up a bit. But I suspect that has had an impact. I know it's had an impact right near me here at the PGA Assistance Championship at the PGA Golf Club. We've had a good Illinois contingent in that field. They're into the third round now today. With a Mike Smalls assistant, Justin Barjett. He climbed up into third place. So we've got some other players. Kyle English, who was the Illinois PGA's assistant player of the year this year, he made the cut. Michael Schachner, playing out of Ivanhoe, his family's club, but he's the assistant coach to Marty Sheen at DePaul. He's in 12th place at the moment. So we could have some nice showings there. That's good to see. We didn't do quite as well with the local players two or three weeks ago when the Senior PGA Professionals Championship was held on the same courses. But the assistants seem to be hanging in there.
The assistants, they work hard, especially this year. It's amazing the amount of hours that some of them have had to put in as golf has just had such a boom here as the pandemic has changed the way of life. And one of the things that a lot of people could do this summer is play golf, and that in itself is a wonderful thing. With that, you know, Len, and I touched on this a little bit, I'm just kind of wondering if we're reaching the end of golf season here in Illinois, and what it means for the winter with crazy new restrictions coming from the government people here in Illinois. You wonder how it's going to affect the golf domes, the Misswood Golf Dome, the golf dome over Links and Tees in Addison, and there's a few places around here, the Buffalo Grove Golf Dome, there's a few. You wonder how their season ahead is going to be changed as the pandemic just seems like it's going to drag on into at least the early stages of 2021.
Yeah, you know, particularly I think the one to bring up is Misswood, with its great performance center on site and the Misswood Golf Dome not far away. I mean, that they're a hotbed for all kinds of winter golfers to go and take lessons, to hit balls, to do a whole lot of things that you can do better, more and more every winter. This has really got to be put them in a precarious situation because there's a lot of pandemic restrictions could really seriously impact them. So I hope we're able to work this thing out, that they're at least going to be able to stay open to some limited, if it's a limited role, that people will be able to use these facilities, because golf has been a great thing to have available during the pandemic for a lot of people. It could enable them to get out, get exercise, get fresh air, do a lot of positive things, and it'd be a shame to have it completely shut off in the winter. I'm hoping that doesn't happen.
When the new shell has gone up at the Mistwood Golf Dome, and it looks great on the outside, complete with the logo on it. And I'll tell you, I think it's a little bit maybe lighter in color, and you just wonder on the sunny days if the sunshine is going to come into the dome a little bit more during the winter months. But I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how the Mistwood Golf Dome operates this winter, how much the food and beverage operation will be affected, what the new look will be like inside the dome, and hopefully I'll be able to get in there before too long and check it out. I was in the putting lab at the Performance Center, which is going to be open year-round. It seems like club fittings and lessons, at least for Mistwood members and select other people, for now will be open this winter, something that hasn't been in recent years. But I know the signs out in front of the Mistwood Golf Dome say reopening in November, and we'll have to see exactly when they do that.
Yeah, you know, that was an unusual thing there with Mistwood, the dome and as well as the Performance Center. It seemed to me they almost at times of the year were competing against themselves, because they people who wanted to hit balls, now they can hit balls at both places. They're getting lessons at one place and opening more space for the others. At least that was the game plan. So I don't know. Mistwood again is becoming more and more a leader in Chicago golf, even after the passing of the great owner Jim McCarthy. The powers that be over there are doing a lot of good things for the game, and I wish them nothing but the best.
It is Masters Week, and I'll have to tell you that as we sit here and watch what's going on at Augusta National, it's interesting to see we have equipment companies that have actually launched new equipment this week, and that includes Titleist with some of their special irons, but their drivers and fairway woods became available to the public on round one of the Masters. Now, are you looking at putting things together? You know, we hear that in the spring, you know, sometimes the Masters launches golf season up here up north and gets people back to the golf course. Is a November Masters getting people into club fitting and equipment purchasing as we sit only a couple of weeks from Black Friday?
Well, you know, I tell you what, this the way the golf season has been, this is one thing that I'm sure is going to happen. It's going to certainly change my buying habits over the Christmas holidays, because the new stuff in golf, rather than being introduced in late January at the PGA Merchandise Show, not far from me in Orlando, the companies, including our own Chicago folks, Tour Edge and Wilson, they're getting their new products out there right now. I mean, it's almost getting to be a race to see who can get their products out the most strategically or early on. So it's changing. It's really changing the golf buying habits. It's had a big this whole pandemic thing has had a big impact on golf, as it has on anything, but in golf it hasn't all. To be honest with you, it hasn't all really been negative.
That being said, Len, you almost have to wonder when and how it is going to change people's buying habits for the holidays when it comes to golf gifts, whether it's for themselves, whether it's telling people what they want, or buying for the golfer in your family, or you're buying golf stuff for your kids or your husband or your wife, your brothers, your sisters, or the people you play golf with all the time during the summer. What are you going to buy? Are you going to buy it now? Is golf buying, purchasing going to go up in the holiday season, not only because people are playing, but because I think there's just such a better choice of new products available right now, instead of a lot of golf purchases this time of year in recent years was all the stuff that people couldn't get rid of all summer long, and people went out and bought it because there was a good deal to be had, closeout specials.
Yeah, I tell you, the one thing that I think that's what we're going to have, all kinds of new things in the way of apparel, pairs of shoes, in the case of golf balls, golf gloves, all kinds of the smaller topics. Now, the one area, and that's the new clubs coming out. You know, I think most people, when they hit the clubs a little bit before they make a big purchase like that. So unless you go to I see golf superstores, for instance. I'll bet you they're going to have a great year, a great winter. I don't think the golf purchases will be as big for the golf club manufacturer as they will be. They'll be bigger. They'll be bigger, but I don't think they'll be as big as they will be in some of the other golf areas, because the selections for all the other phases of golf merchandise, the options are going to be great out there in the next few months. It's going to be fun to go to those stores and see what's out there.
Well, one thing that is always a good purchase for golfers around the holidays is golf balls. And considering the shortages that we had towards the end of summer, and you go to places like a PGA Tour store and their shelves are still 40% empty in the golf ball area, you wonder if some of these companies that are making balls here, are they going to catch up? Are all these stores going to be restocked? It might be a good idea. Stock up on golf balls when they come in, when they get them. Well, what do I use my gift card on? Well, golf balls. buy them while you can. It ought to be an interesting golf Christmas shopping season, and which makes you wonder. I know Titleist has got an improved version of their Pro V1 golf ball about to pounce on the market, but you have to wonder if other companies are going to come out with new golf balls right about now and give people a chance to purchase them around the holiday season.
Yeah, I tell you, that is something I've been thinking of doing. I like to experiment with golf balls, as you know, and I still haven't found the perfect ball for me. I'll probably look for that perfect ball the rest of my life. But I think that's going to be a major focus for me in the next few months, for myself and for my golf playing friends, to get golf balls and to try different brands. Actually, I mean, it's not just necessarily buying the brands that you know about and play the most. I mean, I had a lot of fun playing with a Volvic ball, for instance, for a while. That one, I may try that again. It's not like I'm endorsing any other kind of ball, but the thing of it is, it's a good time to just try things like that. You can get a good buy on these balls. You can try all kinds of different. The supplies of balls ought to be great out there. I plan to stock up, and of course here in Florida I'll be able to play. But I'm going to take advantage of the time and what I envision as good prices on a lot of that equipment, and going to get ready for getting the golf season back in its regular cycle again.
Well, I used this summer to test out a bunch of golf balls. I at some points you just run low on some, so you use others, and I tested out Volvic this summer as well. It's a good golf ball. I thought from a distance standpoint, it ranked right up there with all the others. I hit Bridgestone for a little while, Callaway, of course, Titleist. So it was a fun summer to sort of experiment with golf balls a little bit and try some different things out. You know what, Len, another thing that is happening this time of year, and we've talked about it, as people get new clubs, they go for club fittings, and a lot of people go get fit for drivers and woods and irons and maybe even sometimes wedges or golf balls. But for years it's always been, the talk was when it came to putters, well, it's all about feel, it's about touch, but now it's amazing. the things that if you get in a Sam Putt Lab, you can learn about not only your putting stroke, but whether or not, based on your stroke, you should be playing with a lighter putter, a heavier putter, something that's got a lot of weight behind it. How about a blade? Putters are changing. You know, you look and you see some crazy configurations, but they're darn good putters, like Lab Golf putters. Absolutely outstanding. And the reviews on them, as they kind of get out there a little bit, are really good. So I know that Club Champion is starting to push and promote putter fittings, but they also do it at Mistwood too. So I went over there the other day and spent some time with Master Fitter Chris Iorati, and he took me through some of the things that they're doing from a putter fitting standpoint. And if you're looking for a putter fitting, Mistwood is a great place to go. And it's amazing how much I learned. I went in there and took in the last four putters that I have used on a regular basis and had Chris narrow it down to what is the best of the four for me. And as it turned out, it's the one that I'm currently using. So he also thought that there are some different things I might be able to do first on the putting stroke, and then we'll see from there if yet another putter change is necessary. So there's a lot of information to be learned, and the putter that's in your bag should be more than just about feel.
You know, putters have been a funny thing for me here. I like to write about them. I always try to find a story at the PGA Merchandise Show about putters because like you just said, they come out in all kinds of different sizes and shapes. And now with the fitting keying in on it, I mean, more power to them. If fitters can analyze the proper putter for you, I'm all for that. For me, I'm afraid I'm an old stick in the mud on the putter. I've used a Scotty Cameron model that I really feel comfortable with, and I don't claim to be the best putter in the world either, but I feel real good about this one for, I'll bet, well over 5 years. Got it in an outing, and feel real comfortable with it. I, on the other hand, am one who would change drivers almost at the drop of a hat. I don't know. It says more about me, I guess, in my golf game. But every golfer is a little bit different. I think that the new putters that are out there that I've seen, there's some weird shapes out there. And you're even seeing them on some players on the PGA Tour are using them. So it's another element of golf that is being impacted by the pandemic in a positive way. We're seeing more, a bigger variety of products out there.
Len, my trip to Cog Hill this week unfortunately found some bad news. They're out of the Cog Hill Long Drive Pale Ale, which was disappointing. The Cog Hill brew partner on that, Pollyanna Brewing, which is nearby, unfortunately, their business has been affected by COVID restrictions, and they don't know when people can come in there and eat and drink again, so they may not be brewing for a little while. Cog Hill is working on getting more of their beer, which I thought was really good, and a real creative can that might also be modified when more is made. Cog Hill is working on getting more of their beer in, but right now, they don't have any. There's going to be a search done in the Pollyanna warehouse just to see if there's some cases in back somewhere that didn't get sent out. But hopefully they'll find some in time for the Christmas sale. But one thing I didn't know until I was in the pro shop at the 2-4 building this week, I did not know that Cog Hill and what they call Cog Hill Farms, a part of their property at Cog Hill, they have a bee farm out there, and they have a bee specialist that is out there working with bees right there on property, and Cog Hill is producing its own honey. And the lighter colored honey is what usually gets produced in the spring, and if you like it a little darker, that's the stuff that gets produced in the fall. But they've got a few cases of that left, and I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the Christmas sale, probably the first weekend in December or whenever they hold that, it will be sold out, and then we'll be waiting several months again for Cog Hill honey. So I stocked up a little bit, and one of these days I'm going to open one of those jars and try it out, but it looks pretty good.
Well, I tell you, just another example of I know that Medina Country Club, for instance, was doing started a program of growing some having a bit of growing produce for its dining room I think it was a couple of years ago, and I think that they're not alone in doing that. I think it's kind of a neat thing to see what is happening. And getting back to Todd Keel just for a second, I thought that beer promotion with the can and the Joe Jemsek picture on it as a promotion for the long drive contest, I thought that was an absolute perfect promotion, one of the best promotions in golf. And I hope that, I hope they keep it going, because that event is eventually going to be held over there next year, according to plan. So I did want to laud them for that. I can't think of a more unique promotion than what came out of that one.
Well, in talking to GM Troy Newport and seeing Catherine Jemsek this week, they tell me that there will be some announcements coming out of Cog Hill in regards to what they're doing and what's going to happen next year. They weren't ready to share them with me the other day, but they promised me those things will be coming along as soon as possible. Lennon, in wrapping it up this week, I had a good chance a couple days ago to talk to our good friend with the French Lick Resort, Brendan Sweeney. You know, it's been interesting to hear what golf travel turned into this year or didn't. I know it's going to be a slow winter for French Lick Resort. The Christmas parties aren't happening. I don't know if we're going to see the big Christmas tree in the West Baden Dome. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they, and not just French Lick Resort, but all the major resorts start to respond next year. Maybe we'll come out of the virus a bit more and people will be heading back to destination properties. But I'm anxious to see people filling up the French Lick Resort again, because it's definitely one of the best golf travel destinations, not only in the Midwest, but anywhere in the country.
Oh, absolutely. One of my favorite places for years and years now. And I tell you, they're good people there, and they're resilient people. I think that they're going to work themselves through what's been a very difficult year. The casino will help them through these cold weather months. And I think their golf courses, they're good. There's three different versions of golf you can play there. The nine-hole, easy-to-walk golf course, the very tricky, historic Donald Ross course, and then the beautiful, very championship Pete Dye course. So it offers golf for everybody, and they have Sultan's Run nearby and Turnip Town of Jasper, which can take overflow parties, and it's a good golf course as well. So, it's too much good golf offered there. I'm sure that they're going to bounce back with a big year.
Well, I hope they do. There's a lot there. Of course, golf, two great hotels, the spa, the casino, the winery, distillery, the railway museum that's in between the two hotels. Great riding around on the old classic trains. There's so much to do. The new wedding facilities. So a lot happening at French Lick, and hopefully people won't be afraid to travel down there in 2021. Len, we'll call it a week, and we'll wrap up how the Masters finish in our version of the podcast next week.